Welcome to the Denim and Pearls Podcast. Business casual conversation laced with pearls of wisdom. Casual, authentic, unscripted dialogue about life, work, and entrepreneurship with the perfect blend of laughter and seriousness. Pull up a chair, kick back, and lean in as we welcome your hosts, Michelle Mross and Brian Swanson.
Well, hi there. My name is Michelle Mross.
And I'm Brian Swanson.
And we are Denim and Pearls. We are business casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
From the porch.
I about knocked my water over. That was what the answer. That would not have been good. All the electronics around here, it would not have been good. So anyway, what are we going to talk about today?
The experience. Now, why are we talking about experience? Because Brian and I just came back from a whirlwind two-week tour through Dallas and Las Vegas.
Was you thinking Las Cruces?
I was thinking Los Angeles. So I'm like, right. Nope. But it was a whirlwind. And we had a few experiences and we're like, would we have ever normally have done that? And so we brought that to you today because it's funny.
Yep. So we will talk about those here in a minute. But first of all, we got to do what?
Our sponsors.
Yay!
Thank you so much to A2 Promos. That's A2Promos.com for all of their swag needs that they provide for us. Next is Ink182.com. They do all of our screen printing and embroidery needs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, on anything you want. And then the next one is Embellished Butterflies. They're the ones who do all the bling out on pretty things and including clothes. And then of course we have europeanheels.com/discount/Marcel. And that's pretty much all those you hear about me wearing them all the time. The cork shoes from Spain that I wear incessantly.
It's so anyways, a good word for it.
I do. So thank you so much to all of our sponsors. And if you'd like to be one of our sponsors, you'd like
you
to
forgot
join
the first one.
It's coming. Our it's main coming. Sponsor? Yes, our main sponsor has a commercial right in the middle. That's iBuildSEO.com, and you'll see their commercial during our mid-roll.
And of course, if you want to get involved with us in some way, shape, or form, you can always email us over at denimandpearlspodcast@gmail.com. Or if you just want to see what's going on, follow up with everything that's new and great and all those other kind of good things, denimandpearlslive.com. So like and subscribe, all those other fun things, YouTube, Facebook, Rumble, iHeart Radio, all that kind of stuff. iHeart Podcasts, Spotify, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so as we move into this, the experience. What are you doing over there?
I can't see any of the comments coming up on my page. I know they're comments and I can't see them.
Uh-oh.
So if you're on my page and writing comments,
give me a second.
My phone won't let me see them. So I will stop looking at that and I will just concentrate on what's showing up here on
yes.
the screen. I apologize that I can't see my own page.
So the experience started with the fact of what?
Well,
we went traveling.
Well, one, we went traveling. Two, we had event after event after event after event after event, and it was nonstop. But the one that pinnacle that started this whole topic of experience is we were in Las Vegas.
Oh, you can go to Vegas first. I thought you were going to talk about the hot pot first.
Oh, we can talk about the hot pot.
Chronologically speaking.
Okay, chronologically, hot pot. I'm a bit of a sucker for something called hot pot. It's where it's an Asian meal, basically, where they have a gigantic pot of broth. And you basically decide one broth and two broths, three broths. And they put dividers in this gigantic wok. And we all went out to lunch with this wok. And you just order the meat and the vegetables and you just pile it into whatever broth you want and you eat. What an experience. Now, the funny thing about that is, it is not a cheap experience.
That is not. It is not. It's not tragic. I mean, in our experience here, where we're going to talk about this was actually one of the cheaper, more expensive ones.
It was expensive, but there was more to come later.
But it was totally worth it because you've got so many veggies and so much meat and, like, you know, protein, lots of protein. And by the time you get done as an all-you-can-eat, because that's what we got was the all-you-can-eat. And as an all-you-can-eat, oh my gosh, if you want, what was it they had, sheep brains or something there too? And I mean,
anything you can think of. But the thing about the experience is sometimes you've got to step out of your comfort zone in order to have something new. I was the only one who knew what, well, my brother knew it too. And the other guys are like, what's a hot pot? Like, just trust me, it's really yummy.
To me,
and
it sounded like fondue, the way they described it. Put stuff in the
it is a
in
fondue.
A pot.
It's
and
fondue.
Cook it.
Yeah, you're cooking for yourself. But it's fondue.
You just don't get sticks.
Soup. Yes, fondue and soup. And so to have the experience, something new, something that you thought, well, that's kind of weird, and then fall in love with it, and now you can't find it in Colorado.
They say there's one up north.
They say there's one up in Denver.
But we haven't found it yet.
But I'm sure, yeah, eventually we'll find one, another one. But that was the first experience, and I was like, woohoo, okay?
So as an experience, what does that relate to? I mean, that's a unique experience for most of us. It wasn't unique to you, but it was unique to the rest of us.
I'm still getting to Vegas first.
I know, but, oh, you want to do Vegas before we get into the business side?
Yeah.
Okay. It's all you.
Because they're both experiences. Okay. So now the second one, we're in Las Vegas and we're leaving one event and we're all hungry. And
9:30 at night or 9 o'clock yeah. at night.
And yeah. everything, believe it or not, in Vegas starts to close. And they used to not close and they were closing and we didn't have time to get in an Uber and find food. So we're like, okay, what can we eat quick? And we pass a buffet. And okay. our friend Ken says, let's go have the buffet. That way everyone gets whatever they want and we can't be wrong. Okay, so we go to the buffet and we go over the little divider lines, you know, the little ropes. We go over the ropes and this lady comes out and she says, what are you doing? You're skipping the line. There are people out here, blah, blah. And she gets on our case.
And do you have reservations?
And do you have reservations? We're like, no, we're in a casino. We just want to eat. And then our friend Ken Roshan, he's the one who does, you know, these Keep Smiling books. Mm. You'll be seeing more and more of them.
That was a cheapless or shameless plug.
It is a shameless plug because I'm in it. I'm in both of these. That's why I have them here. Anyways, he's a negotiator. He's very good with people. And he goes and he talks to this irate lady and he calms her down. And what we hear is, let me talk to my manager. She leaves for a little bit. She comes back and she starts talking to Ken again. And we hear, we'll let you in. We'll bring you VIP. We're like,
VIP, he's really good, isn't he?
Yeah, he's really good at the negotiating because we went from being in trouble for jumping the ropes to being in.
So what does a VIP mean in, you know, this is where the brain goes, VIP. What does that mean in a restaurant and especially a buffet? Does that mean like, you know, they serve us instead? Does that mean that there's a raised platform somewhere in the restaurant where that's where all the special people eat and all those other kind of things? That's what you're thinking. You're thinking VIP experience.
Like, wow.
Right?
Maybe you get champagne.
Champagne and cloth napkins and those kind of things, right?
Well, anyways, so we get in and we're going around the counter with the lady who was originally angry at us. And she says,
I'm waiting for the stairs to find the stair steps.
Yeah, she comes and she says, okay, that'll be $85. We're like, oh, that's a great price for all of us. And she says, each. So after all of this negotiating, it's $85 each.
For the VIP experience, mind you.
And there's six of us. So six times 85.
It's a $500 tab.
Yeah. And ooh. So we're like, we all look at each other. We're like, maybe we don't want to eat here. And Ken says, come on, it's an experience. And we're all looking at him like, is this peer pressure? Do we go or do we not go? Do we stay or do we go?
No, I was more or less thinking, which credit card do I put it on?
It was crazy. But anyways, we end up going in. And the VIP experience we get is they walk us past the food, around the corner, around the dessert, past more people, around another corner, in the back corner, and a table all by itself in a very far corner. VIP, they hit us.
Yeah, they stuck us in the back at a table made for 15. You know how you have 8 tops and 10 tops and round tables and stuff? This one was like made for 15 people. You could have put a whole wedding party in there.
So what was cool about it? Larry, enough talking. What's funny about this is it's about the experience, and that's what our whole topic is today. We had multiple different types of experiences on our two-week trip, but what we want to talk about with your business is, are you an experience? We were able to step outside of our comfort zone of paying $65 to $85 for food for the experience, for something different, something that we've never had before. Mm-hmm. What do you do differently in your business that makes you separate and different from everybody else? We were willing. Well, one, Ken was like, here we go. It's really got great food. But the other thing was, it really was an experience. And when we got there, the it was a world tour of food.
Yes.
And we basically went from country to country in the different buffets. And so it really was an experience. And when you think about your business, is there something unique about you that they can't get from anyone else? It can be actually as simple as you.
Well, part of business is, we always think of the first thing is location, location, location. When it comes to a retail spot, that's our first one.
Without retail spots, right. It's personality, personality, personality.
Those are two big words. Anyway, you know, you think about location, you think about personality, we think about all of these other things. Well, sometimes the location is not the perfect space. And a lot of times you know, we use the fact that you have to create the experience so people will want to come back. In other words, what's unique about your business? What makes your customer willing to pay $81, $85, whatever it was, for dinner? I mean, really, honestly, and that's not that's per person, that's not per couple. But
and I'm thinking, and you can't even use the excuse of they're closing in 30 minutes. You're unique because you close early. No.
Yeah, no, that 30-minute thing isn't a deal, but it's definitely, what is the experience? Is it the environment? Because you were recently at some place that was like a horror place, right? That was an experience,
That was in Omaha. It was a horror restaurant.
Right. I mean, in that in itself is an experience. Did they upcharge for that compared to everybody else if you were doing dinner there, or didn't you do dinner?
I didn't do dinner. I just walked in, took pictures, and walked back out.
Like me at Hard Rock. Anyway, so,
but people will pay for an experience.
Yes, definitely. They'll pay for the environment is different, or the food is different, or whatever it is. I mean, there's so many ways that you can upscale your business to make it an experience.
It could be something as simple as, for those of us who don't have brick and mortar, because Mr. Man is stuck on brick and mortar.
It just makes it easier to talk about.
Well, I'm just saying, a lot of people that listen to us don't have a brick and mortar. So something is as simple as like this. Embellished Butterfly, when you go to see her and her business and her people, it's very elegant. I mean, she's partnered with people with wine, and she goes into boutiques. And so it's an experience to just get a mug if you want a mug. If you go to Inc. 182's brick and mortar, their experience is when you walk in, it feels very country and homey. It's wood planked, it's very clean. And so to walk into their thing, you know that in their environment, it's classy, but it's affordable at the same time. It that's the feel you get with the old wood, the worn wood that's been reused. And it's just a really cool experience. So it doesn't have to be part of your product to be part of the experience.
No. Not necessarily. No, it doesn't have to be part of your product. That's for sure.
Like when this man DJs, part of his experience is he does amazing music in between. So if someone's dancing and whatever, and people request whatever, he's got great dance music that will keep people moving. So part of his gambit in that music scene is that extra bit of knowing music for the crowd.
Right.
So what is that little bit that you do?
Well, another thing is, and I we've talked about this a couple of times, somebody came up and gave me a tip last week doing karaoke stuff.
Why am I taller than you?
Because I leaned back in the chair.
Oh.
But came up to me and at the end of the night and said, here's a tip because you play the same last song and I love that song, and you play that song at the end of the night every time you're here.
Nathan has a question.
What is an experience worth the financial? What?
When is an experience not worth the financial investment?
That's to be judged by the individual, I think, wouldn't it be?
Yeah, because like with me, the old me would say Disney. To park at the Disney parking lot is ridiculous. It is not worth it. And then I got convinced to go, and I paid the ridiculous amount to park, and then went into the park and went, this was worth it.
Well, the only question I have on that one, because I've been to Disney quite a few times. I've Disney been to World. All, but... Well, I say Disney because I've been to all of them except for Paris or London, whichever it is. That one, that's the only one I haven't been to, but all the other ones.
Irrelevant.
Well,
expensive.
It's expensive and it is an experience. And of course, you're in Happy Land and all that other stuff when it comes to that. But still, parking is parking. I mean, you pay to get into the park.
Said, when is experience not worth the financial investment? To me, parking for $100 an hour was not worth the expense.
$100 an hour?
It was ridiculous. I mean, it took me an hour to walk from where we parked to the gate to get to the bus to get us to Disney World. And I'm like,
so we're saying the same thing. I just misinterpreted.
Yeah, because I'm like, oh my gosh, can someone like build a teleporter? This is crazy. We're gonna pay another hour just to get back to the car. Yeah, so I had a big problem with the large price tag of parking.
Well, see, I guess I can't say I experienced that one because we parked at the hotel and then we got shuttled over.
Okay, this is an irrelevant answer. When is the experience not worth the financial investment is what Nathan is asking. And it's when the individual feels it's not. That's really the bottom line of it.
The bottom line.
Because we could go into the same room. Now, you see how we argue. This is why we aren't married.
We brought that up.
Because if we actually got along with other things like that we would probably be together, you know, because we're always together. Everyone thinks we're married. We went through Dallas and Vegas. Everyone thought we were married. We aren't married.
Well, so, we went to Denver the other day.
We went to Denver. They all thought we were married. But the thing is we could go into the exact same experience. And he would say, this wasn't worth it. There's nothing here. Blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. I miss Pollyanna. So I go in and I'll do, oh, but that person there, that was really sad. We got to talk to that person. And then this person, I'm going to talk to him next week. And so I'm all happy, happy, joy, joy that it was a great experience because I met people. And he's like, the beer sucked.
But
and it's like, were we in the same
room? Wow, do I really look like this?
Were we in the same room? I'm giving extremes.
Well, it's true because I will sit there and I will say the beer was warm. I mean, really, this beer.
Larry?
What did I say the other night when we stopped by that one place and did karaoke?
Oh, yes. Not my kind of place. I said, plastic glasses? Yes. Don't want to come here anymore.
Yeah, I mean, come on. What, you have an experience. You don't drink beer at a bar in a plastic glass. Okay. There are places that, your private party or
Nathan's helping out a lot.
Yeah, I see that. You're gonna make me change topics. So, but glass in a bar is a requirement. I'm sorry. It really is. Even though it looks like it's glass, it's gotta be glass. Okay.
Yeah.
When was the time that you missed out?
When was a time that you missed out on an experience because you didn't invest and you missed out big time? That's a hard one for me because I've jumped at everything. I mean, that's actually my problem is I'm a jumper.
Well, I think of it on the financial side. I should have bought Google when it went when it first came on the stock market.
Oh, yeah. I guess I could have bought Starbucks because we were living in Seattle when Starbucks started really going and they were selling stock. And I said, who in the world would buy $5 coffee? That's ridiculous. So, yes, that would be a missed opportunity for me.
Well, that's not really an experience, though.
That's not an experience.
Right. But we probably ought to hit our mid-roll because we're like at 18 minutes.
So?
I know.
Nathan, thank you for all the questions because it's keeping us rolling because apparently.
We'll come back.
We have experiences to deal with. Okay. We'll be.
Contractors, do you need better cash flow, quality leads, better projects? Rise above your competition by proving you do better work. Make a solid first impression with strong reviews. Establish your credibility by showcasing your skills. Extend your reach so you can land better jobs with better clients. iBuild SEO will set you up for success with your search engine optimization, website development, social media marketing, content marketing, reputation management, review request system, with the power of more utilizing the construction contractor's digital dominance method. Book your time to speak with us today at iBuildSEO.com and click on the Get Started Now button.
Thank you for joining us on the porch. We share the nuances and lessons we've garnered from throughout our combined 40 years of life experiences. Talk from the Porch is always serious, but full of laughter, and we're glad you're here with us. Like, share with a friend, and please subscribe to our Facebook page and our YouTube channel. And remember, join the conversation every Friday at noon Mountain Time. We'll see you on the porch.
We'll see you on the porch.
Close enough. So today we are talking about the experience, and don't forget to like and share us either on Facebook, on YouTube, any of those things, Rumbles, what have you. Give us a nice little, what do they call those, ratings, make us a 5-star. Yeah, like on Spotify. I think you can do like 5 stars on Spotify and stuff. So anyhow.
Star. Anyways, experiences. We just talked about businesses, and what do you do to make your business, your experience with you different? How do you bring it to a whole nother level? And as the Christoph here, he was just on here a minute ago, how do you bring it to a 5-star level? Mm-hmm. What makes your doing business with you different, better, more exciting, whatever, for your client? Now, after mid-roll, we always go to the personal side.
Right. Well, I also want to kind of talk about another thing that I had. I've been writing some stuff lately, and I was having to do something recently. And I really got to imagining the fact that experience and everything, a lot of stuff comes down to nothing but perception. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's things out there, for instance, I'm going to use this as just a kind of a little moniker, I guess. People are stealing stuff across the country these days. And we look at that as bad. However, if they go home with that stolen stuff and somebody says, great job, now the perception is it was good.
Well,
okay. So I see a lot of that stuff, no matter what it is, that we all look at it from a different perspective. So some of it, when you want to go to a 5-star experience, what does that mean? Does that mean that it has to be champagne? What does 5-star really mean?
It depends on your customer base. There is no good and there's no bad, okay? Because like he was just saying, someone may steal and they come home and someone says, good job. It's all about the perception. You stole because you're feeding your family. So to this family, it's great.
Could be
to one the
reason.
Person who lost the product, not good. So I never use that. I try to avoid using the words good and bad. 5-star experience, elite experience, VIP. Maybe that lady who said we had the VIP experience at that buffet meant VIP because you weren't in the middle of the crowd.
And it was in a quieter area.
It was in a quieter area. Yeah. So in her mind, VIP was we were alone to ourselves and didn't have the crowd bustling around us. So to her mind, that was VIP. To us, it was VIP. Why aren't we above everybody? We want to be upon a platform looking down at the rest of the group. So right. Everyone has a different perception. So when you're thinking about giving your clientele a VIP experience, you need to know who your avatar is. Who is your real client?
Avatar.
Because, oh my goodness. Anyways, just you need to know who your client base is. Because if you your client base, their perception is a VIP experience is they get one-on-one time with you once a month and you are offering it 4 times a month. They're like, this is kind of excessive, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And then you turn them off. So know who your client is so you know what that VIP experience is to them. Because your VIP and their VIP is completely different. My VIP, you better give me a chocolate martini every time. No, just kidding.
Cool. I haven't seen you drink a chocolate martini yet.
Because they're too strong for me. I can't handle them.
Oh. But yeah, I think it's all in a matter of perception. I mean, you can.
But we never got to the personal side yet.
Well, it's true. So how do you make a VIP experience or an experience? Let's take it this route. You were talking about you hadn't been to Disney World.
There's comments.
That was, you know, you hadn't been to a Disney World. Did you take your family to Disney World?
Yes, each time.
Okay. So each time you're in Disney World, wasn't an experience for them? Did you provide them an experience because you're the one who funded it? I mean, we could go that route.
I'm reading Nathan's comment.
Oh.
Yeah, he agrees with us. Value is relative to our needs.
Right, but I like what he says. I do like what he says beforehand. Well, buy a $6 coffee if the barista talks to me and remembers my name.
But that's part of the experience, right?
Right, it is.
Where everybody knows your name. It's really that's the part of being belonging. A lot of people see that VIP experience of someone remembering who they are. And that's why it's such a, like with John Maxwell. Nathan is also a John Maxwell coach. Amazing John Maxwell coach, by the way. Look up Nathan Cook Coaching. Yes, I plugged
another shameless plug.
Yes. But like John Maxwell himself. John Maxwell he's a legend in his time, in my book. He's just amazing. He's been around the world. and he knows all of his coaches. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's got well over 8,000 coaches around the world, and he will walk up to you, well, to like to me, he'll say, well, hello, sunshine, how you doing? How was your trip to blah, blah, blah? And you're like, how do you know that?
From 4 years ago.
Yeah, but he remembers, and that's that five-star experience. That's why I joined his team, because this man actually knows the people. We aren't just numbers. We're not just money to him.
Right.
We are part of his family, and you can feel it. And so is that the kind of five-star experience you give to your clients, that you know them, you remember them, you know what they like, and you learn them, that they feel like family when they're with you, and that's why they're comfortable? Remember, people do business with those they know, like, and trust. Now, we still haven't gotten to the personal business.
I was going to say, you're still stuck on them.
Sorry.
Well, it's when you start talking five-star experience, it's really hard to not stay on the business side of it.
Well, I'm thinking five-star experience. I've been married for 30 years. How long have you been married? 32.
I was going to say, I got to do the math, but I do know. No.
31. No, I thought it was.
It'll be 31 this year.
So here's
the thing. Or coming up in 22.
So here's the thing. When I'm thinking five-star experience, relationships tend not to even make it past 7 years. We're in the 30s, okay? Our marriages are in the 30s. So we've done something right. We may be screwballed somewhere, but something in there works to be together for 30 years without killing each other, right?
Well, Michael treats you like a queen, so you get a five-star experience every day.
Like? Just kidding, just kidding.
There's where the crown comes from.
Anyways, back to the point of, in your relationship, are you giving your partner, your significant other, a five-star experience? I'm not saying every day, but are you saying good morning and hello and here's breakfast and oh, how was your day? I mean, are you talking? I mean, the other thing is, do you set date nights up and you go out and you guys go bowling, right? You go bowling.
Once in 4 years.
You know, and with me, we go to the cabin every weekend. So those little things are the five-star experience of remembering that you are a couple. So keep that in mind in a personal level, just like you would teach you, treat your customer. Your partner is your customer. Right?
I would agree.
Yeah.
Except for I never really thought of it that way, but you're right.
Personal relationships are your customer based. If you, I laugh at people who have just amazing customer service and they go home and have a terrible marriage. And I'm like, then you're not playing with the same rules. You should be the same person on stage as off stage. So if you're on stage at work and you're wonderful, you better bring that shit home. Okay. If you're that wonderful on stage, you better be that good off stage.
Well, the one thing I recognize,
shit on camera.
Shame on you. The one thing I do recognize is the fact that personality on stage, personality off stage should be very, very similar. However, again, it comes back to the audience participation and audience perspective in a lot of cases.
My value point is the same on stage as off. I'm the same person.
Right, I agree. But, you know, my wife likes to judge like I do. So she may not have the same experience when I talk about motivation or something like
that. Not for you.
But then when I come off stage, she's like, what was that all about?
My husband tends not to be in the room with me.
Exactly. That too.
We keep it that way because he knows how I think, and then he questions me, and then it makes me question me. So
right.
You'll never see, it's rare for him to be in the room. He'll either be in the back room selling my books or coming in after I'm finished talking. It's weird. It's just how it works. And it's not a criticism. It's just that he knows me so well that he goes, why didn't you say it this way?
Mm-hmm.
You've said it better the other way. And I'm like, I don't remember how I said it. You know, so those kind of things is, as Nathan said, are you serving
Nathan's your spouse? Nathan's on a roll today.
Yeah. Are you serving your spouse or do you expect to be served? My thing is we are all servants to each other in a relationship. You give, you take, you give, you take. And that's what a relationship is.
You know, I can say this in fewer words, what he said here. Your spouse is your internal customer. Everyone else is your external customer. If your internal customer is unhappy, your external customer. In other words,
shit goes downhill.
Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, that too. I'm saying shit a lot today. Sorry.
What's up with that?
Because it was on a call yesterday. We were talking about when shit hits the fan, you better plant something like that. It's a whole nother conversation.
Okay.
Because people are like, the world's going to shit. And my quote, I said to them, I said, I have a quote about that. And they said, what? I said, when the world gives you shit, you better plant something because it's the best time to grow. It's the best fertilizer.
That's true.
So if you think everything's going to hell, you got shit, plant something. Thank you very much. That was my side note. Okay, what did Nathan say?
I don't know. He said a lot today.
Better to be on a roll than be a roll. Yes, thank you.
No, okay, sure. I don't translate that well. Anyhow, here we go. Now I can read his comments.
Makes it a lot easier. Well, anyways, if you're wondering who Nathan is and why he keeps commenting, when one of us is either sick or gone, Nathan fills in for one of us.
We need to be sick or gone again. Nathan likes to come on.
Yes, he does. I'll be sick soon. Don't worry. In January, I'll be out.
Oh, so, that's true. So Nathan, it might be the Nathan Bryan show.
Yeah, it'll be the Nathan Bryan show in January. At least for one of the weeks.
Yeah, because you're at least one. Yeah.
Yeah, at least one.
Yeah, we're gonna have to bring it into your hospital bed.
No. Yes, Nathan, if the world is giving you what I said, shit.
Fertilizer.
Like, don't pile it up. You need to spread it out. Let it go. Let it go. Share. Let it go.
Share it with everybody.
Yeah. Get that shit out. Just get rid of it. Anyways.
Anyhow.
So, coming back to an experience. In business, are you an experience for your customer? Do you give them something different, a little bit better, more than your competitors? And I don't believe in competitors, but than someone else they could go to. In the relationship, are you giving that 5-star experience to your partner? Because if you don't, they're going to find another partner eventually. So what are you doing? Are you going to be the best version of you? Are you going to give an experience to your customers so you don't lose them, and to your partners so you don't lose them? Ooh, just thought of that.
It's all getting fancy and deep.
I always do that. Oh, well, I'll try not to. No, I won't try. It's who I am. So anyways, yes. Remember, when in doubt, be the best version of you. Give the best experience possible. And remember, it doesn't have to be costly to give your clients the best experience ever. It could be something as simple as having coffee on a cold day. Mm-hmm. So be the best version of you. Treat people the way you want to be treated in your best level. And the world will be a nicer place. So until the next time we see you, oh my gosh, next week is Christmas.
Next week is Christmas.
Are we going to be on next week?
I don't know.
Oh no.
Oh, you're going to be in Denver.
No, I won't. I'll be Denver Christmas Day around noon.
Well, Christmas Day is Friday, right?
I think Christmas Day is Saturday.
Is it? I thought it was Friday.
We have a slight crisis here. We don't know if we're going to be on the air.
24th is Christmas Eve.
Oh, we'll be on Christmas Eve. We'll see you next week, Friday at noon. Executive decision. Executive decision. We will see you at noon on the 24th, Christmas Eve. Until then, peace.
Peace.